Canada has lost its bid for a prized non-permanent seat on the UN Security Council. In a series of secret ballots in New York overnight, Germany and Portugal triumphed in the three-way contest for two seats. The outcome is a political blow to the Harper government and has stunned many seasoned UN observers because it's the first time in 60 years that a Canadian bid has failed. A former Canadian ambassador to the UN has told the ABC that there are lessons to be learned for Australia's bid for a seat in 2012. Craig McMurtry reports from Washington.
Polite applause masks the fierce contest and elaborate lobbying campaigns behind the jockeying for one of the few rotating seats at the UN's top table. This time, India, Colombia and South Africa all won uncontested ballots. But it was a three-way contest for the two rotating seats in the Western Europe and Others group, the same formula Australia faces in 2012 in competition with Finland and Luxembourg. Today it was Germany, Canada and Portugal. And on the first ballot, it was the German ambassador who emerged with a smile.
We are very grateful for the result that we came through in the first round. Is, of course, a sign of trust into Germany.
Portugal and Canada both failed to get the necessary votes on the second ballot. And then, to the astonishment of many onlookers, Canadian support suddenly collapsed.
Countries who were committed to us voted for us on the first round and then left on the second round.
Paul Heinbecker is a former Canadian UN ambassador.
It was a shock. It was a shock because Canada has been contributing to the UN since the beginning. We think with Mr. Pearson we invented peacekeeping and we're one of the major contributors, and our economy is performing very strongly. So on the basis of legacy, at least, and capacity, we should have been elected.
Like Australia, Canada spent years lobbying, dispatching special envoys in the lead-up to the all-important vote. The Australian camp will take the next couple of days to figure out what happened. But an informed source says it shows that the campaign for a Security Council seat has to be relentless, and that despite years of work, the outcome might not be known ahead of the secret ballot. What lessons should Australia be taking from the Canadian experience?
If you're selling policies that people don't want to buy, you're not going to get elected. We had problems in our policies involving Africa, where we shifted our aid program towards Latin America. We had problems in the Middle East, where our policies had become frankly and strongly pro-Israel. We had problems on climate change, where we've been dilatory, and the small island states would not have liked that.
Australia's 2012 bid was launched by Kevin Rudd 2 years ago. The opposition has described it as extravagant. But Paul Heinbecker says despite Canada's failure, securing a place at the table where the world's big security decisions are taken is still worth the effort. How likely is it, in your view, that Canada would throw its support behind an Australian bid in 2012?
All but certain.
Australia last won a Security Council seat back in 1984. This is Craig McMurtry for The World Today.